Well, due to technical difficulties, we are back on the air.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys.
Don't know what's going on here?
I don't know what's happening, Sansere.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm glad our regulars are still supporting us.
Oh, yeah. We've had some technical difficulties all week, so I've got to really dig into that and find out exactly what the problem is.
Yeah.
You
it's
know.
Not the internet.
Yeah, it's not. It's something internal or something going on.
Blog Talk is still.
Yeah, it's still broadcasting.
And
like
you know what? We need to time.
Yes.
We need to time.
Yes. Yeah, we got to find out what's going on.
And how often it does.
Yeah, we're back on right now because it may be a series.
Yeah.
Yes.
12:54.
Yes, it may be a series.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I know we're transmitting because I'm listening to us on the air right here. Hey, welcome back to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. And in the studio, me and Ms. Sansere doing what we do.
We just jamming.
Just jamming and talking
about
it. Right. Mm-hmm. This is Open Mic Saturday.
That's right.
And you can dial that number 646-716-5525. Don't forget to press the 1 button.
And also those that are living in the area of Hurricane Harvey. Our prayers are going out to you and your families and your homes, your businesses, your possessions, because that's one thing that I can only imagine how it feels to lose, you know, just your
possessions.
You know, and you're thankful that you have your life, you know, because possessions can be rebuilt. But I'm talking about the pictures of your family,
the memories
stuff,
of yesteryears, and, you know,
and other stuff.
Your baby
anything.
Pictures and when you grew up and family pictures and
you
photos.
Don't have it downloaded you know, because a lot of us don't have all those old pictures downloaded.
Yeah,
that's
why
a good idea.
I was just talking about that. The newer millennial generation, they'll have way more photos.
Than
we've ever had. So they've got.
I only have a few from when I was 4 or 5. I don't even have baby pictures.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any baby pictures?
No baby pictures.
Well, you see, I got a big head baby boy over there. Sitting up on that shelf over there. So, you know, that's what we do.
I think mine is like 4. I'm 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's better than none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have lost all of theirs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And as in the words of #45.
Okay, back to him.
To the state of Texas.
Donald Trump.
Good luck. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at anything that Donald Trump talks about these days.
Yeah.
Anything that he says, I'm not surprised.
Well, I think that's why he has such a high turnover of his administration, too.
Oh, they turn it over, too.
Oh, man. As quick as they get hired, they get fired or they resign.
I'm out of there.
Yep.
You know. Because
but Auntie Maxine?
Ooh, Maxine Waters.
That's somebody you ain't got to, you better not mess
with.
Boy,
she is on fire.
Because if you come for her, she going to come for you.
That's right. Maxine ain't nothing to play with.
Did you see where, what's the little chick's name? The clueless chick? What's her name?
With the
green eyes.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I can't remember her name.
She even was like, you know, Senator Waters is just trying to get her 15 minutes of fame. Girl, please.
15
you
minutes
You ain't
of fame.
Had 15 minutes of nothing for so long.
Yeah,
so
please.
Who's
Maxine been around for so long.
And has done so much. What have you done?
Yeah.
You've
she
done
should
nothing.
Run for president.
Thank you. She really should.
You know, that would be, you know.
She really should.
It would be a great
some common sense in that house.
Really, because it's foolishness up in there right now.
Oh, man.
Him
just...
and Mike Pence and all of those up in there. And
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy.
And that's what our country has come to.
Yeah.
You know. All
and now,
this,
you know, we got this undercover feud going on between him and Steve Bannon.
Yeah, Steve Bannon. And he was speaking so highly of Steve Bannon,
yes,
and we need Steve Bannon, and
we're
blah,
still
blah,
good
blah.
Friends, and Bannon's like,
oh, no.
Your son-in-law, I can't stand him, I'm getting ready to do something.
Exactly,
to
and
him.
That's what's taking place over there.
That's right.
That's why I'm telling everybody that racism is still alive,
always
still
happens.
Kicking,
always
and
happens.
You guys better wake up.
That's right.
You know, and that's why we tell our stories our way here on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Racism has been here since they... dock that boat on the shores of North America.
You know, now, see, a lot of some minorities feel like, well, we're past that right now. And
we're not.
You better wake up.
No, we're not.
It is here. Just because you got $2 past bus fare.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're making $2 past bus fare now. And you,
that's about it.
Yeah, you think you can, you're all of that, and you're not all of that.
That's right. That's
right. There are people out here suffering.
Well, that's part of the problem with our people is we are so focused on self, and immediate family that we're not including the success and the where about how I did it with our own people.
Yeah.
We're like trying to keep it enclosed with, you know, well, I got this, I got this. Well, you know what? That's how white folks get ahead, stay ahead, because they spread the love when it comes to financial, economic
and you
progress.
Said the key word, love.
Exactly.
And we got to get back to loving one another and stop spreading the hate.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting each other down. Just because a brother get a new car or a sister get a new home, stop being all mad. You better be celebrating what, you know, that milestone and what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and uplifting people.
Yes.
Stop being afraid to talk to a stranger and ask them how they're doing today.
Or
you know?
You're just passing by on the street. A simple hello. You don't
can make a person's day.
It can make a person's day.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what we got to get back to. And that's that Black Wall Street way of life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I say I'm going to say it till I fall over.
Yeah,
you know, but that's what it's all about. One, teach one, you know,
teach
just take
one,
care.
Take another. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how's it
going? Teach one, preach one.
Yeah.
Or something. Preach
yeah.
one, teach one, or something like that.
Teach one.
Teach one something.
Yeah, pass it or something.
I know
How about just pay it forward?
Yeah, right, right. So I know it. I know it. I just haven't said it.
Yeah.
But that's what we got to get back to. And also we need to get back to the churches. See, like here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we only got a few churches that I feel personally are active in doing things. Okay, you got Transformation Church. They're doing things.
Love them.
You got the Met. They're doing things.
In
our, I'm talking in our community.
In our community.
You know what I mean?
Doing
and then
things.
You got other churches out south, of course. They're doing what they're doing. And some of them.
Asbury comes over here and does.
Yeah, some
a lot
of them even contribute
north
over to North Tulsa
that's
more
right.
so than North Tulsa churches
that's
contribute
right.
to themselves.
That's right.
You know, so we've got
correct.
A lot of that. And we got to get back to building up the walls of the community mm-hmm. and our churches. And we need banks and we need credit unions.
How about
and,
putting some hammer and nails in some of these young men's hands? How
oh,
about that?
Man, some of them don't even know how to hold a it's sad. You
can't
even
change a tire.
Can't do any building, no skill sets
nothing.
In those areas. But they know how to go out and they know how to get the Jordans and the clothes and all of this.
And they know how to do this.
They know how to,
they know how to get that
text
phone.
On the phone and stuff like
mm-hmm.
they know all that. But just a basic, you know, when I was coming up as a kid, we had to do that.
That's right.
That was a must.
Was
you know,
must.
Daddy mm-hmm. out there working Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
you got to get out there with apprenticeship and be
mm-hmm.
right there with him
that's
working.
Right. I was out there in the garage when my daddy was building cars, but I was also in the house when my mama had us clean and had my brothers too cleaning baseboards with the rest of us.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
we've
wiping
got,
down
we've
walls,
got,
cooking and everything.
We've gotten away. We've
washing.
Gotten so far away from that, you know, and
yes,
we don't do it anymore.
Yeah, we just don't do it.
You know, and we got to teach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to teach them
yeah.
because they don't know.
I kind of blame our generation.
I start off with ours. Yes,
we were so focused on trying to provide, and I think. Our generation was the beginning of the technology coming into to play.
Yeah, well, a little
so,
bit after us with the technology. We
yeah,
kinda,
but we were just
the
coming
technology
in
kind of came in. Internet
with
came
the,
in the.
No, I'm talking about the very beginning with the backpack cell phones. You know,
oh, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, that was, you know.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah,
okay.
But we were young then.
Yeah, we were
you know,
younger.
So we were.
Young
we were,
parents.
Yeah, we were young parents.
Yeah, we were young parents. Okay,
so
I can
we
say
were
that.
So, yeah, I think that was the beginning.
You talking about
of
the bag phones and stuff? Oh, Lord.
But you thought
big
you
old
was
antenna,
the shizzy.
Big old antenna on
yeah,
your
that's
car
right. yeah.
hanging off the back
yeah,
back
the
there.
Spiral.
Over. And that's
yeah.
funny. That's funny. But, yeah. But, you know, when we became adults, our generation, we threw away a lot of our parents' morals
yes,
for the most
did.
Part. Now, some
mm-hmm.
of, some parents are able to obtain that and pass that on throughout generations.
That's true.
But what we did is integration came in,
mm-hmm.
and that's what did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what separated us all
mm-hmm.
from our culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all of that took place. And
mm-hmm.
urban renewal came in, which became urban removal.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you got a group of people like us, and we were able to obtain houses and
mm-hmm.
homes. And so we said, well, you know, Johnny don't have to get up and go to work no
mm-hmm.
more. You know, mama ain't got to cook
and
dinner.
I'll let this slide because he was over to Johnny's parents' house, and he's seen how Johnny spoke to his parents and disrespected them. So when he said, oh, mama, you need to go somewhere, I'm going to let that slide. Oh, he Hell no.
Well, some of us didn't do that, you know what I mean? But some of us did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen in my house.
Yeah, well, we know about your house. You're a whole different animal. But it happened in a lot of people's houses.
Yes.
And when Paul and Grandma and them died off and lost their homes, we didn't maintain those homes.
That's right. And we sold them to the white man.
We sold them, or we just let them deteriorate, and then they just tore them down, and they took the property, and we moved into an apartment somewhere out south amongst white people, and we thought we had it going on.
Because everything was available.
It is available.
Within walking distance.
And that's what took place in our community.
Yeah. Especially here in Tulsa.
Right, exactly. Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's why North Tulsa is like it is right now. That's why we always say, you need to help a senior. You need to help a child.
Any and every time.
You need to go back and do what's necessary to empower people.
That's
That's what the word says. What? Faith without works is dead,
dead.
And you have to do the work. And that's what it's all about, doing the work. Doing the work.
Doing your part, whether it be big or small, you still can do a part.
Yeah, and that's why people are always saying, well, Bobby, you always charging up the churches. Yeah, I charge up the churches.
Yeah.
I ask the questions that some of you guys are afraid to ask that go to your church.
Well, and Bobby, your whole point is, back in just, 50, 60 years ago, the church was a big part of our community.
It
they were
was.
Very involved. But it's gotten so now where they're so focused on building a bigger church and doing doing that, instead of helping people in the community, that has sort of just been, just fallen to the wayside. So you have a very, very valid point where, not just the few churches
I believe
that
in
you mentioned,
them do the work.
But they all should come together and do that.
I believe in doing the work. Okay, even like the festival that we just did up at the Shops on Peoria, Transformation played a big part in that.
Yes.
With Claudia San Martin and others involved, and she involved in her church, and we was, they got involved. If our churches get involved
more
so in the events and the things that we're doing in our community, the more success we're going to have as a people.
That's right.
Obtaining and doing things.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So we just got to be participation from our religious aspects of our churches, because we need more credit unions and banks,
Well, that's number one.
If you got a business, Sansere, and you want to get a loan for your business,
Chase ain't gonna give it to me.
Bank Oklahoma
ain't gonna give it to me.
You ain't gonna get it.
Mm-mm.
I'd
be lucky if TTCU want to try
consider me. That's a long stretch.
But if we had a black owned
bank who knew your situation,
who
made those provisions for people.
And isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's how back in the day things really got started. It was more honorable shake of the hand, you got my word type deal.
That's true. That's what it was.
Now it's credit look like.
What you doing?
What
how
you
long
doing,
you been on
how long
your
you
job?
Been on your, how much you make? Mm-hmm. And what are your expenses? And it's just ridiculous. It's
crazy.
Ridiculous. It's crazy.
And also, we need to work on cleaning our people up in our community too, with the drugs and the alcohol.
Number one.
Because see, like I always say, we're blacks. We don't manufacture no planes, no boats,
nada.
No trains.
Nada.
We don't make Smith & Wesson.
Nada.
Nada, none of that.
Nada.
But it's in our community.
Not a one.
So how did it get there?
Wild guess.
Yeah, think about it. How did it get there?
And that's not the only way to prosper. I think that is part of the problem too. Is they feel like, I kind of got into drugs and selling them, and now I got a felony, and won't nobody hire me. So this is all I know. This is all I know to do. But still, you have to understand, you're spreading poison among your children, your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers.
Say it again.
Poison.
The word poison.
Yes, you're spreading
in
that.
Your community.
So you have to just keep on digging. I know there are many examples of successful people that have gone through the same thing. Look at Baxter.
Yeah, Richard Baxter.
He had 175?
121 years
sentence.
Facing.
And look at him now. He is studying to be an attorney.
Exactly.
Working with a good firm. So don't tell me that you
can't.
have to sell drugs to survive. It just doesn't click anymore.
You can
go online.
The thing about a drug dealer with me is this. You making all this money selling drugs.
Put it back into the community.
But you're not building nothing in the community. You don't have no
trying to get out.
You don't have no buildings or nothing trying to get out of the lifestyle that you even live. But you're gonna spend it all on your car. You're gonna get them rims. You're gonna have that customized
gold,
paint job.
Gold.
You know all
what
this hanging,
hell?
And you trying to showboat and show
that
when you're
no
not.
Good.
There's no growth.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
That's right.
You know, and people like us can see through that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not impressed by the material stuff that you have.
That's right.
What I'm impressed by is what you're doing and the work that you're doing.
Exactly.
That's where I'm impressed,
exactly.
You know. You know, anybody can flash. Bling, 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 bling. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And that's the way that goes. So it's about not what you say, it's about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
exactly.
That's what it's about. Well, hey, you're here on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way. We're here Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Oh, Lord, I lost it right there. Monday through, you know, Monday and Friday. Come on, girl.
Right.
Hey, Saturday like today, 12 to 2. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Bobby Eaton Show.
I'm all stuck back again. She's not a lover, she's just a friend. Sick and tired for you to blame on me. Now you think it's funny. Now you wanna spend your money on girls that you forgot when you were down. I was around. All my love, I can't call again. What in the world is happening? Listening, but don't yell at me. Isn't it ironic? All you're gonna do is fall on it. Boy, you forgot when you were down. Who was around?
at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valley.
Handle it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady.
Then I said to myself,
in her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's where the pretty girls hang. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Me and her gon' hang.
Take her to my mama's house.
Please talk
if she need a hair done.
My cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen. Give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
Oh, Taking up time with You make me thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up. Get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene, like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Yeah. Look in her eyes, says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.